The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ethan Hewitt with KMA Land Shenandoah and Shane Vanderhart with the Iowa Torch. Ethan, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Sure. Senator, thank you again for having us here today. And of course, obviously, election is this week. And obviously, after this, a lot of the focus there in Congress is going to shift back to getting a funding deal done with the current extension expiring next month. I guess kind of what are your, expectations right now? And I guess kind of what a funding proposal could kind of look like here here in this lame duck session here of Congress?
First of all, my feeling is whether Harris or Trump is president, that it would be good to get all the appropriations done before Christmas so any new president starts out with a clean slate. Now, another scenario is that if Republicans get a president and a Congress, there's some Republicans that are saying we should have a continuing resolution into February or March of next year so we could influence to a greater extent the next 6 months. Obviously, that's contrary to what I think would be good policy, but that's still a possibility. And that possibility, either scenario, well, mine scenario would stay the same. But after tonight, we might know more, a better way to answer your question. So it could be, under my scenario, we'd have all 12 appropriation bills done by Christmas, a new slate next year. The other one is would give us a continuing resolution from November the 20th, I think it is, when this one ends, into February or March of next year. That's the best I can answer your question at this point.
Thanks, Ethan. Let's go to Shane.
Hi, good morning, Senator. Has the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services responded to your and Senator Ernst's request that they provide Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate information regarding the citizenship status of those 2,100 registered voters?
The answer to that is that they have not. And that's the way it was last night when I was on being interviewed by television, and it's the same way this morning. I was in Des Moines last night, by the way. I'm back in New Hartford now. It's a sad commentary that when the federal law says, well, not the federal law, it's just most state laws, and it would be every state. In other words, you got to be a citizen to vote any place in the United States, at least in federal elect. So then we have roughly 2,000 people that it's questionable whether they're a citizen or not. We have the information available from the Iowa Immigration Office that could give us the information of who's a citizen or not a citizen. And then you have Washington, D.C. immigration step in and say, don't give it to the Secretary of State. So that's like Washington, D.C. saying it's okay for non-citizens to vote in the United States. And then we have a district court judge making a decision that Washington, D.C. has to give this money or this information, let Iowa give this information to Secretary of State Paul Pate, and then they don't follow the court order. And the court order was based on a recent Supreme Court decision that said that what Virginia was doing to make sure only citizens could vote was the right way to do it. So it's just characteristic of lack of respect for the rule of law in this administration that is very following on very much the open border policy of this administration.
Thanks, Shane. Back to Ethan.
Senator, kind of another looming issue that will be coming up for Congress after the election will be addressing the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and primarily, you know, some of the tax cuts and provisions that are going to be sunsetting at the end of next year. I guess kind of what areas of that legislation do you kind of see as maybe priorities that would need to be extended or kind of bolstered from that legislation?
Okay. You kind of referred to two different processes. One, the 2017 tax bill will not sunset until December 31st next year. That will be dealt with in the new Congress. The other one you ask about would be continually over the last three decades. Every once in a while, we have provisions of the tax code that we call extenders because they're extended from year to year or 2 years to 3 years, et cetera, depends on how Congress feels in a particular year how far to extend them. They're running out December 31st, and I hope, but I can't guarantee, that they're going to be extended. But we've always had extenders extended. We used to have 55 of them. Then we either made permanent or did away with some of them a few years ago. So I think now it's more in the area of 20 tax provisions that need to be extended. And I expect that they'll be extended.
All right. Thanks, Ethan. Back to Shane.
Senator, you posted last night on X that Iowans have paid a little over $27,000 more since January 2021, thanks to the Biden-Harris inflation, unquote. Does that number represent individual Iowans or households? And you pin it on the Biden-Harris administration, but don't Republicans share at least some of the blame from increased spending under the Trump administration during COVID?
Well, I think it would be entirely Biden, as I recall. I'm wrong on that. Remember March the 13th, 2020, mm-hmm. We shut down the economy. 22 people were, because factories and businesses closed down, were laid off. Then we immediately, within a week or two, spent a lot of money to get the economy going again. But then, by December of that year, the economy was turned around. So even Democrat economists were saying, don't spend any more money or you're going to have inflation. They immediately passed another, spending bill of $2 trillion, and that's where you get 9% inflation, now about 2.5% inflation, and that's it. So I think that's the scenario that I point out to you, but the statistics that you're asking about are based on households, and the $27,000 figure is from the Joint Economic Committee.
Thanks, Shane. Back to Ethan.
Senator, I do want to ask you about tariffs a little bit. I know you've had some concerns over some of the tariffs that have been imposed during the Trump and the Biden administrations on certain Chinese imports over, the concern of some retaliation in the agricultural sector with those. When it comes to, I guess, President Trump's proposal of a more kind of across-the-board approach on tariffs on imported goods, I guess, kind of what are your thoughts on that or any concerns or anything like that you would have with imposing those across-the-board tariffs?
Okay, I wish Trump would use other language. Now, let me get back. I said that part of it would be considered punitive, and there might be some reasons for doing tariffs that way. But the existing law in the United States allows our government to put on what you might call tariffs, but we call them countervailing duties. So if China or any other country subsidizes their products, that's in violation of international rules of trade, and a country can put on countervailing duties to balance out what the subsidy was to make everything fair. And I think that's perfectly legitimate. I don't think it's legitimate to put tariffs on to be punitive, because that's where you get retaliation, when you go against the rules of international trade.
All right. Thanks, Ethan. And Shane, you've got the last question.
All right. So I don't know if you have any sense what's going to happen tonight. I know I don't. But whoever ends up winning, what is your agenda for the next president-elect?
Well, for Iowa, agriculture being so important, it's the five-year farm bill. For every Iowan, but beneficial throughout the entire country, is getting prescription drug prices down. So that would be my program of getting what we call pharmacy benefit managers. Their role in determining the price of drugs is not transparent, and they manipulate the prices and the formularies. Nobody knows what they're doing, and they get billions of dollars for doing it. We need that to be public knowledge so that we can get the price of drugs down. Now, that's only two things. If we're in the majority, and I'm chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I would hope we could get immigration legislation passed, and I would hope that we will get judges on the Supreme Court that believe in interpreting the law instead of stretching the law. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thanks, Ethan and Shane, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.